Helen Winans, mother of Marshall Winans, who died in the Sago coal mine in West Virginia. There are more than 1,300 coal mines in the U.S., according to the Department of Energy, and no doubt the topic on the mind of everyone who works in them is what happened at the Sago mine. I spoke earlier with Thomas Stern. He works at a coal mine in Cameron, West Virginia, about 2 hours north of Tallmansville.
It's been the talk of the mine pretty much all day long while we was working and stuff, hoping they'd get out of there.
Well, they didn't get out. One did, the others didn't. The way that this developed overnight seems especially baffling, and I must say, especially cruel.
I kind of felt the same way, too. I'm on afternoon shift. I got home about 12:30 last night and had the TV on. And, well, before we left the mine last night, they said 12 had made it out alive. Then when I get here and get to watching the TV and stuff, they kind of changed their mind. And I found out, you know, 12 didn't make it out of there. Yeah, and that was heartbreaking.
So you're on the afternoon shift. You're going back to work today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You say that so matter-of-factly.
It is. It is to me. I've got, I'm starting on 32 years, and it's a very good job. And I love coal mining. It's just a good way to make a living around here.
What does a starting coal miner make?
I'd say right around probably $19-$20 an hour.
$19-$20 an hour. That's pretty good pay.
Yeah.
And what are you up to by now? You've been there 30 years.
Oh, well, we're just an inexperienced coal miner, just a little less. The average pay at our mines probably $20-$21 an hour. It depends on if you work in the face or work out by like I do.
Are you down a tunnel, down a shaft, or are you outside of the mine?
No, I'm inside the mine. I take care of our mine is set up where every bit of the coal that we extract underground is carried by a bell conveyor.
You're working on that conveyor in some way?
Yeah, we have certain areas that we have to take care of each shift.
Yeah.
To take care of the belt, make sure the belt's clean, rock dusted, things like that.
Right. Wouldn't people be a little anxious about going back to work after something like this?
No, I've seen times where you get kind of a little nervous, a little scared. I've seen a lot of falls and stuff. And you're trained, you know when it's going to fall or whatever. For the most part, you do.
You know when it's going to fall?
Yeah, you can pretty much tell sometimes when it is going to fall and stuff. It'll start dripping, like rain in little pieces. Huh. That's showing it's taking weight and stuff. But a lot of times it will fall without much warning. But that is not too big of a problem anymore with the type of bolting we do and roof support.
Have you been caught in falls before?
Yeah, I've had where we had to walk around falls and stuff and things like that. I'm also United Mine Worker Health and Safety Committeeman. This part of the country here, especially, I can verify that we do have good inspectors. And there's usually a union rep and a company rep along with this inspector, and we inspect the mine.
How about when you go down into the mine today? When you see younger miners there, how are they going to be?
They seem to be pretty comfortable. We kind of watch them a little bit. I work with one fellow that's, I think, the youngest. I think he's around 25 years old. And to be honest with you, I never thought I would see someone that young in a mine before I got out, before I retire. But it's turned a dramatic turnaround in the last 2 or 3 years because the coal is getting so big in demand.
And people need the jobs.
And people need jobs, and they're saying, well, it was just in the paper here the other day, that Consolidation Coal, who I work for, in the next few years, there's going to be, the average age at micro is probably 50.
Do you have kids?
I have one boy, grown.
Is he a miner?
No, I talked to him. I kind of would have liked to seen him go into mine with me, but he didn't want nothing to do with it because we do work a lot of overtime and stuff. We work 6-7 days a week, and I'm kind of glad now that he didn't.
Why?
Well, he's got he's got 2 degrees. I put him through five and a half years of college. He can be a teacher. anything he wants to be right now. And I'm glad he decided to find something else.
Maybe especially glad today.
Yeah, yeah. It makes you think. But I can honestly say, since I started and today, these mines are totally different. They're a lot safer. They're very dangerous. But you get to respect methane. You get to respect roof. And you just got to watch.
Thomas Stern, a coal miner in Cameron, West Virginia, who's going back down into the mines today. Thomas Stern, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck today.
Okay.